Hey, Lee, how are you?
Pretty good for an old guy. How are you?
I'm doing good. On the phone is Lee Child, the author of the Jack Reacher novels. And we're very excited to say Reacher will be on Prime Video Friday, February 4th. Lee, is this a dream come true for you to have the Jack Reacher series on TV?
Yeah, it totally is. I mean, streaming television as a whole is a dream come true for any book writer. You know, finally, we've got time to tell the story spread over one season. It's a luxury to have that much running time. It means we can get the light and shade, the loud and quiet, the fast and slow. It is just a great, great format for us.
Lee, I've been a fan of the Jack Reacher books for quite a while now, and they also set me the whole first season to watch. It is absolutely fantastic. The casting with Alan as Reacher is perfect. The writing, the directing, the story, everything is just so great. It's everything I wanted in the Jack Reacher series.
Me too. That's exactly what I feel about it, that your dream is that it might come out as good as you hope. And this time, actually, it came out better than I could have dreamed. It is just great. It's as good as I wanted, with icing on the cake and a cherry on the top.
Alan as Reacher, what was your involvement with the series? Did you have any involvement with the casting, the writing, or did you just sign the rights away and they took it from there?
No, what I love to do, and the only thing that actually works in my experience, is that the control that you have has got to be all front-loaded. It's about choosing the right people, that handful of people that are going to have influence over the show. You've got to have people that you like, people whose work you admire, and people that you trust. And then as soon as you know you got them, then you shut up and let them get on with it. And so I was involved early in terms of selecting the people, including the casting, including Alan. And I thought that we saw half a dozen fantastic actors, an absolute tribute to the talent in America at the moment. But Alan was head and shoulders above the others in some mysterious way. I was going to judge it on the first 2 seconds of the screen test, because that's what Reacher depends on, that initial impression. And Alan nailed it without moving, without saying anything, just the way he was looking and standing, the mood of the whole thing. He nailed it, and we all agreed. And so that was my job done, essentially. I was ready to hand it off to people that I trusted and then sit back and watch it purely as a fan. And I agree with you completely. This first season is fantastic.
Was Alan as big as he is in the series, or did he add some more muscle after he got cast? Do you recognize him at all from when he first came in?
I think, yeah, he was huge to start with, and I think that he did work out a lot, and he had to, because it's a huge physical commitment to, you know, to do 8 episodes like that. And so he worked, they work unbelievably hard, everybody, not only the cast, but the crew, from the humblest member of the crew right up to Alan Richson. They work incredibly hard, and I think that they would be losing weight if they weren't eating like mad and working out like crazy.
And I love the whole theme of the first season is Jack just wants to have some peach pie. I mean, that's not the whole theme, but it's a recurring thing throughout the first 8 episodes.
Exactly. It's a metaphor. He just wants to be left alone to live a quiet life. But happily for us, nobody leaves him alone.
I love this is on your website. I'm a man with a rule. People leave me alone, I leave them alone. If they don't, I don't. That pretty much describes Reacher in a nutshell.
That's right. And I think that's a fair attitude. You know, he's not looking for trouble, but if somebody wants to give him trouble, then that's their problem.
Well, the first season finds Reacher, he's in the small town of Margrave, Georgia. He travels the country. He has basically a little backpack, maybe carries a shirt, another pair of pants, a pair of underwear, some deodorant, has cash on him, no cell phone, no credit cards. He just, like you said, he wants to be left alone. He roams the country. He does what he wants. And the minute he gets off the bus, he's arrested for murder. Something he didn't do, and the police are trying to pin it on him, but it turns out, you know, it wasn't him, and then he helps the locals. A whole thing starts happening, and Reacher takes action, and Reacher is the smartest guy. He's the fittest guy. He's so great, Lee.
He is, and but he's, you know, modest with it, and he is personally motivated, and he wants to. What I loved actually about the first season is that the differing relationship between him and the local cops, you know, it is partly antagonistic and partly cooperative, and Risha won't take any nonsense from anybody, not even the local cops.
And this is based on your first book in the series, which you wrote at age 40 with $6 worth of paper and pencils.
That is totally true. And I still got the pencil. It's worn down now to about 2 inches long after writing a couple of drafts.
Don't want to give too many spoilers, but let's say this story, this first season, it does hit close to home for Reacher on a personal level. And if you want to know why, you'll have to watch it starting on February 4th on Prime Video. And you've got 26 books out now. Number 27, No Plan B, comes out in October, which you've been writing with Andrew, your younger brother. How's that writing with him?
It's actually great because Andrew read Killing Floor 25 years ago. He read it when it was still written in pencil. So he's lived with Reacher as long as I have. And, you know, it was not a question of sitting him down and explaining who Reacher was. He knew from the very beginning. So it's a very natural transition. Andrew and I are very similar people, apart from the fact that he's disgracefully much younger than I am, which is good for the future. You know, he can keep it going now for a long, long time.
Lee, I interview a lot of authors. I read a lot of these type of action-adventure books. And every time I interview them, like Mark Greene or Nick Petrie or C.J. Box, right on the front cover is a quote from Lee Child. And I always, the first thing I say to him, you know, hey, how are you, Lee? Hey, look at this quote from the great Lee Child. And they're like, it'll be on every book. I'm so honored to have Lee give us a blurb. How do you find the time to read so many books and to write books? I mean, do you just make the time? I mean, how do you do that?
It's my main hobby. Yeah. It's my main leisure pursuit. I just love reading. I always have. I taught myself to read when I was 3 years old. And I've read about a book a day ever since then. And, you know, what I remember is when Killing Floor came out, I got help from three specific authors. They gave me blurbs, and I thought, I am so honored by that, and it was so helpful that I'm going to pay it forward whenever possible. And those three that you mentioned are just great writers. C.J. Box, good friend of mine, actually, yeah. Now. And wonderful writer Nick Petrie, absolutely the same, and Mark Greene. If I can give them any help at all, I feel like it's paying forward the help that I got at the beginning.
I just talked to Nick last week, and I'm talking to CJ and Mark coming up in the next couple of months. So look forward to that. And before I let you go, because I'm running out of time, have you heard from Amazon as far as, is there going to be more than one season? Do we have to wait for it to debut and see how it goes, and then they'll make a decision?
Yeah, you know, that's the perpetual truth about show business, that it's not our decision. It's the viewer's decision. They're going to make up their minds. If they want more, they'll get more. If they don't, they won't.
Well, they've been kicking ass with the Jack Ryan series, so I don't see why Reacher won't do just as well. Lee, pleasure talking to you. Good luck with everything. I know you got a ton of interviews to do today, so, and my time's about up. Hopefully we'll talk to you again in the future. We'll have more time to talk about your next Jack Reacher novel, No Plan B, on October 25th. And again, Reacher on Prime Video, Friday, February 4th. Good luck with everything.
Thanks a lot. It's great speaking to you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.